All right, people. Possessions 2. It's a book you can find on Amazon.com. Look it up. It's only just like $7.50. One of the stories is written by my boy John Reddy from Vancouver, Canada. Or he's near there. Yeah, whatever. So anyway, it's a collection of short stories about, you know, inanimate objects that somehow bring fear into the heart of man. Or woman. You know, whatever. But check it out. You know, let's read, people, before reading becomes a lost art. So before I officially get started on the podcast, Movie Marks, the one you're listening to right now, I want to give a shout out to President Clinton for helping us out here. He really carried this episode. This episode is about the Jesse the Body Ventura story, a movie that was on NBC. So, you know, once again, thank you, President, for you guys for downloading this episode, sharing this episode, embedding it, or streaming it, or whatever you guys do. Just, you know, keep listening and keep helping us out, you know. We like feedback. And on with the show.
Recording. And welcome to a special edition of the This Is Happening podcast. This is part of our monthly special called Movie Marks, where we discuss all things movies related to the world of professional wrestling. I'm Diego Santos, and joined with me is...
I am the one and only. I'm President Clinton.
All right, Prez. The year was 1999, I think this came out.
I do believe in 99, after the big elections of 1998.
Well, what were you doing around 99? Was there anything newsworthy happening in the Clinton world at that time?
I had just been impeached. you know, recovering from that. Had a pretty good year. You know, trying to plan what I was going to do when I grew up. That sort of thing. Got my wife out of the house for a while. I was having a good time. What were you doing in 99?
I graduated high school about a few years ago, and just, I don't know, just kept doing pretty much what I do now. You know, working at nightclubs, working a day job, and watching wrestling.
Well, there you go. But you couldn't escape what happened then, you know, 98. It was a big time because Jesse the Body Ventura was elected governor of Minnesota.
Yeah, and I think a few months later, he was a special referee in SummerSlam. So, circle of life.
They finally brought him back. He had to become governor first.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did you see this movie when it first came out? Well, actually, I forgot to even start it. We're reviewing the Jesse Ventura story.
Yes. I honestly did not remember this movie at all. So if I did see it, it was completely forgettable.
Yeah, I remember. I remember seeing the commercials for it and going, man, I'm going to watch that. And I never did.
Yeah, I really don't think I watched it until I watched it for this.
Yeah, it's classic. It's I swear, it might be done by the same people who did... Was it the Wrestling Secrets, like that magician show, but with Wrestling Secrets?
Where Harley Race stooged off the business.
Yeah, Harley Race. I think Pitbull number 2 was one of them. Oh, man, I might have to do an episode about that. Yeah, because there's a whole segment in this that's just straight out of that playbook. Like, the eye rake off the ropes is actually my thumb.
Yeah, I don't... This movie is weird on a number of levels because... None of the stuff is period. None of the guys, other than this spot-on superstar Billy Graham, are period wrestlers.
Yeah.
It's all very weird, and I don't know who this movie was marketed towards. If you get professional wrestling, you don't want this whole story about how it's fake and whatever, especially laid out in such detail. And if you're not a wrestling fan... Why would you want to see that either, too?
Why would you turn this on in the first place?
I know. He doesn't actually headbutt me. I put my hand in the way. See, it doesn't hurt. Well, I know that. You know that.
We all know that, but we don't care.
No. Why devote such time to things like that?
But they don't know the secrets. Man, and the guy who plays Jesse does literally zero attempts to do his voice at all.
No, it seems like a voice that you could get down pretty easily, too.
Yeah, I think the guy who did Arnold in the quick shadow cameo he's in did a much better voice of attempting that scene.
I think so too. I don't know. They made this movie in like 3 days or something.
Yeah,
it was not very well done.
Yeah, he was elected like it was in 98, and like a few months later we got this movie. Actually, the only part of this movie that is factually accurate is the that scene where he's doing the makeup for Predator, and he has the gun from Predator. That's it. That's the only part that's like factually accurate in this movie.
Well, he was elected governor too, so that's factual.
Yeah, that part also. Yeah. So there's only two facts in this entire movie. I did crack up, and it made it look like Arnold was the PA. Like, Jesse, time to get to set, Jesse.
Yeah, I don't know. There's little research in all this. Do you remember the great Canyon and Jesse Ventura matches?
Oh, I grew up on those matches.
I loved it when they used to wrestle on Nitro.
Yeah, and when Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse used to do commentary for WCW.
Yeah, it was great. Talk about spot on casting for Gorilla Monsoon too. Like, get a fat man with glasses. That'll be good enough.
Yeah. Oh god. And the quote unquote commentary by Jesse is the worst. It's just him screaming. Hit him.
It's like they didn't watch anything to prepare for this.
Oh man, they just like, I think like they just like, all right, can't. It's like poor Canyon. Like, I think he did the most research in this movie. Actually, the part that I think they actually might have done research is the part where Jesse did talk about unionizing.
I could see that, yeah, but it was so sappy. Yeah. How they did that. Mm-hmm. Like, guys, I don't know. We don't have health insurance. We should really do something. And then they've got, I don't know, this little Indian man who's the evil promoter.
Yeah, he kind of.
I don't know who he's supposed to be.
Yeah, he reminds me of somebody, but I can't put my finger on him. Ah, man. Yeah. Then they had in the whole unions thing. I felt like, I don't know if I was watching the Jesse story or the Bernie Sanders story.
I mean, Jesse was big on trying to unionize wrestling. At least he says he was. And, you know, a lot of people put roadblocks up in his way, stooged him out.
Yeah. A certain guy that's not a fan of the Blizzaks is supposed to be the main one.
Are you stooging on his Hulk?
Yeah. Under his Hulk.
Yeah. Poor his Hulk.
classics from Suburban Commando to his TBS runs.
I will say this. I love Suburban Commando. But not because it's good.
No, it's actually
just the best Hogan movie, though.
Actually, no, I'm gonna overwrite and go with Mr. Nanny. With Sherman Helmsley.
That movie has charm to it as well. Yeah. Those were probably the peak of Hulk Hogan movies right there.
Yeah. Ah, good times, Hulkster. Three Ninjas, we're going to do you soon.
Poor his Hulk. But yeah, yeah, the unionization thing, which Jesse was big on, and I think he still bitches about it to this day, so I guess it's a good thing that was in there.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny, you know what really blows my mind about this whole movie?
What?
Is that, you know, when I first, was reintroduced into this, I was like, oh, so obviously it's a TNT or TBS movie, you know, with the low budget and the WCW.
Yeah.
Then I find out, this is NBC.
NBC?
Yeah, so this is like national, like, you know, not like low budget cable, but like a national television.
I wonder why, I assumed it was like a TNT movie too. And that's why I assume they had to go with WCW stuff.
Yeah,
I wonder thinking. Why they couldn't come to terms with WWE overusing their stuff.
Well, I mean, they do cover this one section of wrestling history that to this day us wrestling fans still talk about, we still debate about, which is, you know, the infamous Los Angeles Screwjob.
Yes, the Los Angeles Screwjob with Jesse on commentary.
And he's the one who warned Captain Hero, it's a smaz. You know, that's when they usually book the matches. It's the commentator halfway through the match.
Yeah, that's how it works. The commentator just turns his mic off, tells the ref schmoz, and then it happens.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know this screw job that happened between, I think it was Raven.
Yes, it was.
And what was the other, Captain Hero?
Captain Hero, or Captain Good Guy, I forgot.
I don't know. Babyface Magoo. So they were supposed
Captain
to do this.
Nice.
Yeah, they're supposed to do this schmoz ending where nobody wins, but Raven, for the first time ever, uses a sharpshooter. And then the evil Indian owner comes down and tells him to ring the bell. And luckily this all worked out so that Jesse could co-film Predator in 1987.
Yeah, so it all makes sense, in which, you know, according to the movie, you know, Jesse made Running Man, which I think was like 80, I'm not sure what year it was, Running Man. Then Jesse shot Batman and Robin, which is 97, to then afterwards shoot Predators, which is 1987.
You know, I actually, that was the big takeaway from that movie, was I never realized that was Jesse Ventura and Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
And then I saw that scene and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I guess that was Jesse.
Yeah, and the other guard was the Conan from the Conan TV show. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No, I know what you're talking about, but actually now I recognize him, but I never put that together that was Jesse in that movie.
Yeah, this movie kind of like highlighted that, because I was like, oh shit, that's right. He wasn't. Whatever, and then like I said, I just remember Conan was also in it, ironically, guarding Schwarzenegger.
Well, you know, as they, I guess, beat over your head there, Jesse only got parts because Arnold liked him.
Yeah, that's the only roles Jesse's had besides the other movie that we originally were going to review, but then once I saw this, I'm like, oh, we gotta do this one instead. Originally, we were going to do Tag Team with Jesse and Roddy Piper.
Yeah, and I'm sure that'll be quite an episode when you have it too. I think there's also a pilot with Roddy Piper and I think Bret Hart for a TV show that I think exists in the ether that never made it.
Really?
You might want to look into that too.
Oh man, I gotta Google that. Oh man. Ah man, the LA screw job. It was so dramatic the way that he looked at Jesse. I can't, to this day, we still talk about that.
I don't know. What were they going for there? That happened in wrestling last year. That's a juicy angle.
Yes.
Let's throw that. Jesse Ventura's story is one that is so interesting to begin with that you don't have to make stuff up.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, the whole, you know, obviously being the Navy SEAL, you know, that could take a good chunk of time. Then again, budgetary wise, I see why they only made it into him parachuting.
Yeah.
In a dark screen, because, you know, obviously that would be a lot of money to do the set. You know, he was a bouncer at a biker club. You know, he was a bodyguard for like the Rolling Stones when they were in Minnesota. So, you know, he's done a lot of like really interesting stuff. And for some reason, these guys just did whatever. And I'm pretty sure Jesse wrote a book around this time too.
I don't know. Even the stuff about him running for office wasn't even right. I mean, they make it like his campaign was like three guys and he had, no help. Like, he had one of the best ad agencies in the country working for him. They're making it like he's shooting his own TV commercials with like a camera and his buddy.
Yeah, and actually, I do remember the hot song of the summer of 98 was "Give It to the Body."
I do remember that too. That was quite the to do at the time.
Yeah, still, you know, actually, I was DJing last night in Newark, New Jersey, and I played that track, and the crowd was like, I got the huge nostalgic pop. Like, oh shit, I remember this. I'm like, that's right, "Give It to the Body." Good times. The crowd loved it.
I'm surprised people remember it.
Yeah, man, they'll forget things like "You Can't Touch This" and, you know, "Gangster's Paradise," but they'll never forget "Give It to the Body."
See, people forget "Gangster's Paradise," but they'll never forget the Weird Al version.
That's true. I can sing that song verbatim. "Gangster's
exactly.
Paradise," I have. Mm-mm. I know the hook, but that's it. Speaking of like parody, if we could get off subject real quick. A few days ago, my friends and I went to a barbecue, mm-hmm. and I guess it was in South Jersey, and it was kind of next to some trailer parks and whatever. And there was music playing, like heavy metal, and I knew no one. But I knew no one at the barbecue besides the host and like two of my friends. So it's like, you know, to break the ice, whenever a song plays, I'm just going to say the wrong artist and say, oh, this is my favorite. Like, you know, if Pearl Jam goes on, I'll be, oh, this is my favorite Alice in Chains song. You know,
I do the same thing, but I just say everything was sung by Grand Funk Railroad.
Grand Funk Railroad. I'll steal that next time. But yeah, so I got zero heat for any of my jokes until Ice Ice Baby came on. And I go, ooh, it's my favorite Eminem song.
I can see how that didn't get over.
That drew the most heat. Like, I literally got, like, you know, this is the first time this is a thing that I've seen in a wrestling show that's happened in real life, where a girl started an asshole chant. She's like, asshole, asshole. I'm like, really? Like, they started chanting asshole towards me. I'm like, this is... something you said. This is like, that just literally blew my mind. It's off subject, but I just thought about that right now. Like, holy shit, that made no sense.
Well, watching this movie, you learned how to get the heat, and you want to be the guy who's booed, because that's where it's at.
It's true, because, you know, that's what I learned from watching, you know, superstar Billy Graham. Not the real Billy Graham, but the one from this movie. I think he does a better job of being a superstar than the original Billy was, you know.
Had to be the worst superstar Billy Graham ever.
They just grabbed anybody. He's just like, hey, come here, read these lines. Let's throw a bow on you.
He didn't even do it, Rod. He didn't do the lines. He took parts of them, but they didn't go together. Okay. He's like, I'm the man of the hour. You know, power. He didn't even do that. I'm the man of the hour, sweeter than a German chocolate cake. Like, he had Billy Graham lines, but not the ones that go together.
Yeah, I think they were just afraid. Maybe they're afraid to be sued, or they're just like, we don't want to. Let's just keep this whole. Let's keep this train wreck going. We don't want to be too accurate.
But he's the only period wrestler in it, though, so I don't know. I bet they could have got Billy Graham for the movie.
They probably could have. I mean, because him and. Well, then again, maybe because him and Jesse are good friends.
Maybe. Do you know if this movie was authorized or not?
I highly doubt it.
I highly doubt it too.
You know what kind of what always blows my mind? I keep using that word a lot. I'm kind of drunk already. About wrestling movies, is that they like the actors usually do their own stunts.
Yeah,
and like they don't get credit for that. You know, it's like when Canyon gets like takes that big back bump over the top rope. I'm like, how many times did he do that? Because that shit must hurt.
Well, yeah. That's true. He did take a big bump in the movie. I don't know. Maybe they had a pad there. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there was a part with a top rope pile driver, which in my notes I wrote tope, because I must have been inebriated when I wrote my notes. Top rope pile driver. Where, like, that's a scene that leads up to the broken clavicle and the promoter's laughing in the shower about it.
Yeah, that's right. He's like... I have some very serious news to report. I'm so sad. Somebody actually got hurt. And then he just laughs hysterically.
Because that's exactly what James Carney would do. I think that's his name.
James Carney? Is that what it is?
James Trainey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it should have been James Carney.
Did you take that was Vince, or maybe it was Vern? I don't know.
At first I thought it was Vern, until the L.A. screw job, in which we all know.
That's true. That's, I guess it was Vince.
Man, the part that really made me laugh the most, just like super obscure, is when, like, for some reason Jesse's mad that they're fighting in the crowd or whatever, and he gets hit with a chair. And when he falls to the floor, the referee counts him out before checking he's okay. Ref's like, 1, 2, 3. Are you okay, Jesse?
Yeah.
He's like, wait, what?
You obviously watched a lot of wrestling to prepare for this.
Because that's usually what happens when Hugo Savinovich gets his table broken. Rafi counts him down first and then checks if he's okay.
That's exactly how it goes. Oh, man. Hugo, son of a bitch.
He's actually... if I knew Spanish, I think he'd be my favorite announcer, which is an epic fail on my part. I've been learning Spanish through that TV show Narcos. Have you been watching that, Perez, on Netflix?
I've seen it. It's one of the next things I'm going to watch, but I haven't started it yet.
Yeah, it's really good. I enjoy it. I'm learning a lot of stuff.
I've heard good stuff about it.
The training video, the montage, the part with the granny makes no sense. Like, I'm pretty sure that's never happened.
What? The granny straight out of Wrestling Secrets.
as we know, Perez, they don't know the secret.
I don't know. If you have time on your hands and own a VCR, because you can get this movie for like $1.50, you should watch this movie.
The one we're talking about, the Jesse the Body story?
Yeah.
I've been looking for it, but I can't find it.
I thought that you saw it on something for like $1.50.
Yeah, I think that was actually a book. I think that was a Jesse book.
The book. The
DVD is $40.
Yeah, that's too much for this movie.
I mean, I enjoy a good laugh, but $40, that's too rich for my blood.
That's not what you want there. If you could find this movie for like $5, definitely get it.
Yeah, this is a must-have. Yeah, like at the very beginning, before movie starts, it's like big letters based on a true story.
But yeah, and then...
at the very last scene, the very last shot, you see it's like certain events in this drama based... certain events in this drama based on fact are interpretive, certain characters are composites, or have been fictionalized, and some locations and names have been changed. So pretty much all they kept was Jesse Ventura and Billy Graham, and the rest, and Gorilla.
They did call him Gorilla.
Yeah, this is, he's like, I'm here to join Gorilla, you're the monsoon of suck.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Looks like you get it on Amazon for like $13.
All right. I would have gotten it for this review, but now that the review is over, I don't need to buy this movie. But if you want a great time, literally check out this movie. Have some beers with your friends, which is my advice for everything.
Yeah, you probably should. Be in a different state of mind to watch this movie, you'll get more out of it.
Yeah. So, Perez, do you have any final thoughts about this classic piece of American cinema?
Well, if you're looking for a very good explanation of who Jesse Ventura is and his life story, this is not the movie for you. If you're looking to laugh at hysterical stuff that isn't true and that you know is false, this movie is excellent.
It's a great classic, and you know, especially when you know, he did. I mean, at least they portrayed him quitting WCW because of the LA screw job. At least they got that right. That's all I gotta say. That's the only thing I got from this movie.
That is exactly why he left WCW.
Captain Nice, he deserved better. I hope they make a Captain Nice movie soon.
Captain Nice. I'm going to have to write fan fiction about Captain Nice.
Oh, man. Is the fan fiction thing catching on the IYH or no?
It's disturbing.
Because someone asked me to like the page, and I forgot to do it.
Oh, it's all gay sex.
That's all fan fiction.
That's true. I don't know. I've got in mind the one that I'm going to ride.
You are.
I just turned the tables on some other people. Might involve Jimmy Jam. I don't know.
Oh, God, dear Lord. Poor Jimmy. I don't even want to discuss Jimmy Jam. Him and John the Song Man, if we could make a fan fiction about like them on the road.
That would be quite the duo. I don't know.
Yeah, because like in the first episode of my podcast, this is how this whole thing started. This is how we were talking about, you know, females. They're like obsessed with homoerotic fan fiction. Like,
really?
Yes. It's, that's the thing. It's, that's what's blown crazy. Like, I guess the Hediverse is its own, its own variable, but the whole thing is that females love homoerotic stuff, period. And, like, one of my best friends, she told me when she was in high school, she used to write fan fiction about wrestling. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then it turned out to be mostly homoerotic stuff involving the Hardys and Edgy Christian and whatever.
I could see that.
Yeah, and then I'm like, when I told her, I'm like, yeah, I mentioned how you used to write it on my podcast. And she goes, no, I still do write homoerotic fan fiction. Now it's Roman Reigns and Shinsuke Nakamura from New Japan.
That'd be a cute couple.
I'm just like, all right.
See, do you think that such fan fiction existed with, like, King Kong Bundy and guys of that ilk?
I'm pretty sure...
Or do you think it would have had to have been, like, Ravishing Rick Rude?
Yeah, I'm thinking, because I think fan fiction is probably a new thing, but, it would most likely start with Rick Rude and the Texas Tornado and those guys, because I think Bundy doesn't fit into most ladies' fantasies.
You don't think they want an avalanche?
Oh man, I don't think so. Honestly, to be honest, like whenever all these wrestlers talk about like how much rats they used to get back in a day, I really don't believe it at all.
Like, I do, but only because you have to think about the type of person who would go to weekly wrestling events in like. You know, Memphis every week. Who's going to show up every week to something? It's a different crowd than will show up once every 6 months somewhere now.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like, I don't know, they're trying to make it look like it's like they're like banging supermodels and whatever. And I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no. That's not what they're saying. They're just saying that they cook whatever they could get.
All right. In that case, then I do believe. I think they just took whatever they could get. Which, ironically, most of them probably look like King Kong Bundy.
There you go. I mean, think about it. You're, I don't know, some rube from Asheville, North Carolina. And then somebody from the Talking Box comes to your town. Come on, what's going to happen?
You're going to get all fluttered. Yeah, it's true. It's true, dude. You do have like a monochrome. I can't even pronounce that word. Monochrome?
Monochrome.
Yeah, monochrome. Of like fame.
Chicks,
like, they look at you in a whole different light.
I've got a little bit of that myself.
Yeah, so I feel it. So rumor has it. I mean, you did help free Pussy Riot from Russian prison, so.
I went to North Korea and I saved those two reporters, too.
Yeah, look at that. There you go, see? You know what you're doing. Yeah, cause like, you know, I was kind of living with a stripper for a little bit, and man, she was just nonstop. And she was like, oh, I went to a Buck Cherry concert, and the singer winked at me. And it's just like, Buck Cherry? I couldn't get back, like, you got excited over that? Like, when was the last time they had a song?
Not like it's Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah, I mean, that I understand. It's Grand Funk Railroad, man. I think I would be all like, tee hee, also.
I don't know. Gotta get famous, kids.
Yeah, it's true. Like, once again, not to go back to working in nightclubs, but I have a friend. She's a female of the lesbian persuasion, which is me trying to be subtle, but I actually used the word instead.
Okay.
So, you know, she didn't know I DJed, so she just like, you know, it's like, oh, hey, I'm like, hey. And then when she saw me spinning, for some reason, the rest of the night, she's like molesting me. I'm like, all right. A little bit of fame, and I'm getting molested by this lesbian, and that's it. So it's like maybe
alcohol helps too.
Yeah, and that helps a lot.
So fame and alcohol, kids, and you'll get to where you want to go.
And that'll wrap on How to Pick Up Women by me, Diego, and the President Clinton.
Yes, the President Clinton.
Yes.
Well, this has been happening.
This is happening, yes, and you know, this is a 100% Bill Clinton.
Absolutely.
And, even though certain events in this drama-based podcast are on fact interpretive, and some characters might be composites and or fictionalized.
I think that's all you. You're completely composite.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually made up of three different people. Like, all my stories are just three different guys. Like, combined.
I buy it. But you won't lose any enjoyment from listening to this because of that.
Yeah.
Just like the movie.
Yeah. That's right. We're talking about movies.
See, I'm a pro kid. I tied it all together.
Yes.
I'm a serious podcast journalist.
Yes, that's for me. People just know I'm just a drunk with a microphone.
That's how you got to start, though.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing Jackie Jones taught me on my first episode, he was like, he was my first guest, was don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Exactly. Can't let that in the way.
You know, 99% of what I say is the actual truth, which is probably more embarrassing than saying that it's... I wish it was a... Like, I wish I could just make things up, but no. Like, I'll tell you something off the air once we're off. So let me do the sign-off because we're hitting the 30-minute mark. All right, guys, this podcast's over. Next month's episode will be based off Grunt the Movie. Grunt the Movie, I never heard of it, but it was requested by guest Rich Ruperto, who you've been hearing in this podcast. Rich is in a zombie show called Dead Road. So until then, bitches leave, this is over.
Give it to the body.
Give it to the body.
Jesse's the body.
Jesse's the body. Spice up the body. Spice up the body. Spice up the body. Spice up the body.
Listen to the man with the people's band. He won't tell you no lie, cause he's a regular guy.